Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you, as I said to Moses, Joshua 1 verse 3. Possessing the land the sole of your foot shall tread upon is one of the promises of God for his children. This Abrahamic blessing was also made known to Joshua and the Israelites when they were to possess the promised land. It implies that the Lord gave them an open check to take over territories they walked upon and the ones their eyes could see, just as he said to Abraham. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever, Genesis 13 verses 14 and 15. Reflecting on these scriptures, the question that often strikes my heart is how can we possess whatever land the sole of our foot shall tread upon? Do we have to fight the occupants or quote the scriptures to possess the land? I stood on these scriptures for years without understanding what it takes to possess the land the sole of our foot shall tread upon. We must first understand that the contextual meaning of possessing the land is not buying or possessing acres of land in a foreign country but having influence and getting established therein, which might not necessarily mean living in a foreign country. I have been in the aviation industry for about 2 decades. Within these periods, I have seen people immigrating from one place to another. I have seen Americans relocating to different parts of the world and getting established. I have also seen Africans moving to different parts of the world. However, I have discovered that a lot of people migrating to different countries couldn't possess the land the way they should. As a result, many have become illegal immigrants and cannot live their dream lives. What surprises me the most is that a larger percentage of people who relocated to a foreign country without possessing the land absolutely often stand on the scripture that says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you, Joshua 1 verse 3. Sadly, there are still so many people out there praying, fasting, and holding on to these promises to migrate to other nations without knowing what it takes to possess territories. First and foremost, I must say God's plan for his children is to possess nations and not a country, and you don't have to travel to a foreign country before you possess foreign territories. If you don't understand this truth, you may fight tooth and nail to ensure you relocate to a country that may not be favorable to your destiny, all in the name of looking for greener pastures. Many are caged in foreign countries and do not have the liberty to express their destiny. As a result, a lot of people take all sorts of ungodly steps to get immigration documents and eventually get themselves in trouble. But one thing is sure, the world is at your fingertips if you understand what it takes to possess territories. When I moved to the United States, I told a few friends that the United States was too small for me to operate. This statement got many people angry because I practically had nothing to boast about at that time, and I emphatically made such an audacious statement. I was called a proud man for uttering such a statement, but unknown to them, my understanding stemmed from the revelation I received in the book of Psalms. Hear what the Bible says. I will declare the decree, the Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. Psalm 2 verses 7 and 8. There's no doubt America is a blessed nation, but looking at the scriptures, the Lord says if you ask me, I will give you nations as your inheritance and the end of the earth as your possession. So, from that moment, I began to see America as one of the nations the Lord promised to give me. Understanding these scriptures strengthens my faith not to opt for an ungodly option to ensure I'm fully established in the country. Indeed, I looked like a fool, especially when, at one point, I was told to go back home because my school couldn't extend my stay. Almost all my well-wishers who wholeheartedly love me said, "Find someone to marry to get your papers," but I refused because I wanted to do things the right way. It's not a bad idea for God to get you established through the help of your spouse, provided you are getting married for real. However, in my case, I couldn't find someone I sincerely wanted to be with who understood my purpose then, and getting married solely because of papers was a journey I made up my mind never to embark upon. As a result, I decided to go back home. When I was leaving, I could see tears rolling down the faces of my friends and church members. But I held on to the promise I saw in the Book of Psalms that nations would be given to me as my inheritance. When I was leaving, I told my people that if the Lord wanted me to return to this country, He would bring me back at His appointed time. Surprisingly, I spent only 5 months back home and returned to the States. When I returned, I still held on to these scriptures without knowing how to possess nations. I prayed and fasted to get fully established, but I believe God didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted them because He wanted me to understand what it takes to take over territories and possess the utmost parts of the earth. At a point, I put a hold on my progress academically, focusing on being comfortable. But God in His mercies made me realize that seeking comfort is not the path to possessing nations as an inheritance, but focusing on fulfilling your purpose and improving self-worth to the point of making enormous and irrefutable impacts. Then I realized the only way to conquer nations and possess the utmost parts of the earth is by making positive impacts and not running after the blessing the world could offer. Looking at the life of Joseph, Daniel, and the three Hebrews, they possessed the strange land not by seeking comfort but through an indelible impact. Then I discovered that most of the people praying and fasting and standing on the word of God to possess the land the sole of their foot shall tread upon could not possess the land indeed because they focused solely on looking for greener pastures. As a result, they concentrated on getting immigration documents to have liberty in the land. Truly, getting immigration documents would grant you the opportunity to live, work and travel widely, but possessing nations is practically impossible without making an impact. For instance, becoming an American citizen doesn't grant you the opportunity to become relevant in other nations. As a matter of fact, the only achievement many people can point to in a foreign country is their immigration document, and if anything should make them return back home, they might be starting from scratch. But living an impactful life makes you relevant in many nations, and the doors to these nations open to you on their own accord. So, it dawned on me that if I wanted to have nations as my inheritance and the utmost part of the world as my possession, I needed more than quoting scriptures but focusing on living an impactful life. However, I realized living an impactful life comes with a price, which involves acquiring knowledge and constantly improving one's self-worth. Honestly, I was getting tired of going to school because I had spent thousands of dollars on education. But when I realized that was the only way for me to have the world at my disposal, I summoned the courage and kept moving. Surprisingly, the Lord answered my prayers without struggling as I focused on acquiring knowledge for the purpose of making an impact. Amazingly, I could see opportunities for more exploits in other nations. Beloved, the most potent key to taking over nations is acquiring relevant knowledge in your field of endeavor to the point of making an irrefutable impact. Once you do that, you will be surprised that nations will call you blessed. Kings will be your nursing father and their queens your nursing mothers. The place that seems infertile to others will be fruitful for you. The importance of impact cannot be overemphasized. If you believe God to make the world your constituency, you must be willing to live an impactful life. Joseph was made prime minister because he provided a solution to an impending problem. In a single day, the things people usually run after were given to me. The door of Egypt opened wide unto him the very day his impact was felt. 1. Have you been praying to God to open the door to foreign nations to you? 2. Has God ever told you that He would take you to various nations? 3. Do you desire to reign in foreign nations? The fulfillment of these expectations and promises hinges on living an impactful life because no nation will make you a king without your contributions. Many believe gaining access to some nations is extremely difficult. That is a fallacy. You will be surprised that the door that seemed closed or extremely difficult to open will open easily as these nations begin to feel your impact. In conclusion, possessing the land the sole of your foot shall tread upon requires living an impactful life. This way, nations will open their doors to you because almost all countries have schemes for those who will add value to them. So, if it's becoming difficult to gain access, work toward improving your self-worth and concentrate on living an impactful life. Let the world feel your impact through the grace of God. Surprisingly, you will begin to take over territories that your eyes can see.